and turn to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, let's all stand together. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1, the Bible says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." Let's pray this morning. Brother Josh, could you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. We are here today remembering dads. We are here today on Father's Day paying honor to our fathers. But I've got to be honest with you, as we sit here, not everybody in this room is a father. Not everybody in this room has children. However, every man that is in this room is a son. Every man that is in this room has a father. Oh, your father may have passed on, but you still have a father. So as I want to preach to you this morning, it's 11:30. You don't have to turn around and look. I will not go much past 12 unless the Holy Spirit tells me to go past 12. But you must understand something. I want to talk to you sons. I want to talk to you sons about this one simple verse. A wise son maketh a glad father. The title of the message this morning: Let's make a glad dad. Let's make a glad dad. Every one of us are sons. I know this is difficult to believe for you, but I was not always as well behaved as I am today. There are three things that I want to talk to you about, and we'll turn to Scripture here in a moment, a little bit later on. And there's three things that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if my dad could be here with us today, he would tell me that he still wants me to do these three things. These three things would make it very, very easy for my dad to be happy with me. Now, I must say, there were a lot of times in my life growing up, and I know I am the only one in this entire room that has this type of life, that I did not make my dad happy all the time. I know that everybody else in this room did, but please bear with me. There's lots of times in my life that I made my dad have that scowl. Does anybody have a dad that had a scowl? Okay. Now, my dad would be one of those guys that I got spanked more than my share probably, or maybe even more than two people's shares, but I got spanked every once in a while, and my dad had this look about him. He would come home from work, and you ever had that time when your daddy would come home from work and you surely didn't want to be the first person that he saw? Certainly you don't want to be the second person, though, that it was even worse when mama got to him first. My mom would often have stories to tell my dad about his wonderful, if not running from him deliriously, son, because my dad had a belt. And man, he knew how to use that thing. Now, I would to God that more men in this room would learn how to use their belts. But I've got to be honest with you, my dad whooped me from time to time. I know you've heard this story before, but I enjoy telling it so much because I can't believe how stupid I was. I was a firebug. I enjoyed Ohio blue tip matches. You give me an Ohio blue tip matches and a can of WD-40, you had me occupied for hours. We had this shed that was out in the backyard, and this shed, my dad, for some reason, had a bunch of cardboard back there. And this shed was one of those old sheds that you built by yourself, just a little lean-to shed, and it was surrounded by this asphalt roll roofing shingle. It was covered with this stuff, and if you know anything about asphalt shingling, once it lights on fire, good luck getting it to go out. Well, I'm back there as a kid, and I'm taking these Ohio blue tip matches, and I would strike one on the box, just one strike on the box. That's what they said on the side of that box, just one strike, and you've got a fire. And I'm going to tell you right now, Ohio blue tip matches were the best thing ever. They ran commercials for them back when I was a kid, and Ohio blue tip matches, you take those on a campground, you'll have a bonfire in minutes. Took those Ohio blue tip matches, I struck one on the side of the box and watched that thing burn down. Boy, that was the neatest thing ever. Take another one, strike it one time, and then I got real brave, struck three at a time. It was awesome. I said the same thing. Wow. Then I saw a cardboard sitting there, and I was in the back of the shed because I didn't want my dad to see me, who was in the house. My dad was in the house. I had his box of Ohio blue tip matches out back behind his shed, but my dad was in the house. So I struck a match, and I would light the cardboard because I wanted a bigger fire, not a big enough fire, 3-4 matches together, still not a big enough fire. So I'd take the match, and I'd put it on the cardboard, and I'd light it for a little bit, and then I would stamp it out. I said, well, that's not quite enough fire either. So I'd light another one. I'd light the cardboard. I'd let it burn a little bit longer. I got braver and braver all the time, stomping the fire out. Light another one. Light it again. Well, little to me, I didn't know this. I was just a child. Come to the realization that cardboard was getting warm too. And so I lit another one, and I stomped it, and the fire just went, woof. And I stomped it, and the fire just went, woof. And I kept stomping, and the fire kept getting bigger. Well, I started to get concerned. I went on a dead wind sprint into the house. My dad's in the living room. I sprinted into the house, and I grab a cup. Let me finish. I grab a cup, I fill that cup with water, and I run out to where the fire is. I take that cup of water, I put it on the fire. That didn't do a thing. So I get back, it's more water. So I grab a milk jug. I grab that milk jug, and I put it under the faucet. I fill it with water. I'm looking out the back door the whole time. Come on! Come on! So I take the jug, and I run it out there. Gloop, 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 gloop. That didn't do a thing either. So I said the same thing you just said, wow, and I go running back in the house. I didn't know what to do. I'm saying, you'd think that I would say, Dad, but I didn't. And I ran it back, and I said, I'll get the hose. The hose, winner. Now understand, at this time, the shed is beginning to catch fire. The cardboard's gone. Now we're working on the asphalt sides of the shed. I grab that hose. I take the hose off the hose bib. I turn the hose on. I think I'm about 8 or 9 years old, by the way. And I grabbed the end of that hose and had one of those little, it wasn't a squeezy one. It was the roll one. You know what I'm talking about? You open up that way. And so I take the hose and I grab the hose, take it off, and I start running towards the fire. Now understand this. The shed is at least 150 to 200 feet away from the house. So I go running and I get about 50 feet away and my dad steps to the back door. He hears the commotion running out of the house. My dad, I don't know about your dad, my dad, once he got relaxed, he just didn't want foolishness. If you know my dad at all, foolishness was not on his docket. Once he got relaxed, he worked all the time, and once he got relaxed, he just did not want a child running in and out of the house. It drove him crazy, and so I drove him crazy a lot. And he said at the back door, I'm standing 50 feet away from the house with the hose, and it's squirting up in the air and falling about 50 feet short of the shed. The shed is now completely engulfed in flames. I did not make a glad dad that day. My dad is one of the calmest people. He's a lot like Bobby. I don't know where in the world I got my demeanor from, but my dad's a lot like Bobby. Very calm man. My dad walks out. He says, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting out the fire. He said, why is there a fire? You're going over in your mind thinking of why is there a fire? I'm trying to come up with a good reason for there to be a fire. I'm trying to think, what in the world could possibly get me out of this? And as a child, I was usually pretty quick to get out of stuff. But this is one of those things where I'm holding the hose 50 feet away and I can't get the water to the shed. And I'm thinking, I got nothing. Why is there a fire, son? I don't know why there's a fire, Dad. He looked me in the eye and said, roll up the hose. And I said, why would you want me to roll up the hose? He says, because I don't need the grass watered, son, and the shed's gone. Roll up the hose, meet me in your bedroom. I did not make a glad dad that day. If there were three things that my dad, if he was here today, and there were many times that I upset my dad. There were many times through my life that I did things I ought not do. There were many times that my dad had to bear his son, in both forms of that word, by the way. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1, if you will. Proverbs chapter 1, and if we're going to be in Proverbs for pretty much the entirety of the message, the first thing that my dad wanted me to do was in Proverbs 1, verse 8. The Bible says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. I'm bringing you this first portion because I've got to be honest with you. If my dad could tell me one thing, he would say, son, just hear what I'm trying to teach you. Hear what I'm trying to show you. Hear that, son, I am not against you. There were many times when I was growing up at about 15 years old, I was removed from my household, for lack of better terms. My dad and I didn't get along. I was right. All the time. There was never a time that I felt that I was wrong. My dad, on the other hand, was always really right. And if I look back and I could go back, the years that I wish I could reclaim were the years that I said hateful things to my dad. The years, and I love my dad so much. He's such a calm person. And I'll never forget the day that I came in the house. I stumbled in under the influence of alcohol. And I told my dad, sitting on the couch, he says, son, when are you going to stop? And I said, Dad, I'll stop when I want to stop. And my dad said, son, you can't continue on this way. I can't let you live in this house and continue on this way. And I begged him to come outside and fight me. I begged him. Daddy, let's settle this once and for all. Son, let me explain something to you. Sons, don't ever ask your daddy to fight you. My biggest regret is that day. He said, okay, let's go. And my dad, I believe that it would have been one-sided, and I believe I would have been on the winning side, but I don't believe I would have won. I ran outside, and I'm ready. I'm ready, like a bull in a china shop, ready to break some glass. My dad said, I'll be right there. He followed behind me, a few paces behind. He shuts the door behind me and locks it. My car keys were in the house. He said, you're not coming back in until you act right. That day I did not make a glad dad. He did not hear. I did not hear what he had to say. Many years later, after being out of the house at such a young age, many years later, I came to the realization that my daddy wasn't really wrong. I came to the realization that although I was given instruction, although I was given instruction by my father the correct way to live, although he told me, son, please don't do this, I finally realized many years later of my life that it was me not hearing and doing what my daddy said that took me down many wrong roads. When I talk to the teenagers, I want them to understand something. Your daddy is not against you. But if you want to make your dad glad, it's amazing to me how often we fight with our fathers because we believe as younger people that we've got more on the ball than our dads. When our dads have been on this earth so many years longer than we have and have been through so many more things than we have, they know what we don't know. They've seen roads that we have not traveled yet. They've seen things that we have not seen as yet. And when my daddy was telling me, son, don't go down this road, all I needed to do was listen. My dad, as it turns out, was never against me. My dad did not want to make his house a jail. And I'm going to be honest with you, I left freedom and went to jail. Oh, I didn't really go to prison. But let me tell you something. The sinful road, the road that your daddy does not want you to go down, the road that your daddy wants you to stay away from, boys, the road that your daddy, I promise you, he does not want to be this way. He does not want to have to chastise you. He does not want to have to punish you. But if you'll just hear what he's got to say, you'll find great freedom in doing what your daddy said. You'll find great freedom in trusting what your daddy has told you to do. You'll find great freedom there. I found myself in bondage because I did not want to listen to what my dad said. If my dad would want me to be one way, he would want me to hear his instruction. Look at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 5. I'll show you what I was. In Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction. A fool despiseth his father's instruction. Austin, if your daddy comes home and tells you, son, put that away, and you say, I don't want to put it away, you're a fool. That's what the Bible says. That's not what this guy's up here telling you. That's not what's just going to fit my message. The Bible says if you despise what your father has told you, you are a fool. See, we live in a day and age where the sons are usurping the father's authority. We live in a day and age where what daddy's telling you is so archaic and dumb, we don't even want to spend time listening to what daddy has to say. Sons, I'm challenging you today to make a glad dad. How do you do this? You become a wise son. And a wise son comes to the grips with, you better hear what your daddy has to tell you. You better hear what your father has to say. My father told me not to drink alcohol. I disregarded and despised that reproof. I despised that instruction and drank alcohol anyway. And found myself in trouble all the time. Why? Because I was a fool. If my dad, number one thing that my dad would want from me to make a glad dad on Father's Day is listen to what he tells me. I guarantee you if I'd go around the room and ask the fathers in here that have sons, what would make you happy? If my child would listen to me. Being in the school as principal, you know what makes the principal happy? If the children listen. Real simple. I got to be honest with you, I don't make a move without my dad. I don't. If I have an important purchase to make, or a car or a house or anything like that, I stop right here at the preacher and I call my dad. I'm 42 years old. I can make my own decisions, but I can't make good ones without consulting my dad. See, I feel comfortable calling my dad and say, Dad, would you do this? Dad, would you do that? Dad, would you be willing? Dad, could you come and see? Dad, could you look at this? Dad, can I get your input? Dad, can I ask your opinion? And when my dad gives his opinion, I don't take and say, well, that's not what I want, so I'm getting rid of it. I say, I'm going to do what my dad said. I'll never forget, I was down at Havre Chevrolet. Preacher and I were down there, and man, there was a truck there that I wanted so bad it made my teeth hurt. And I walked into that place, it was a Chevy dually diesel, crew cab, animal truck. It just made you think, yeah! That thing could have towed the church over to that church property. That just was an animal vehicle. And when I saw that, it glowed. You ever hear the angels sing when you look? Ah! And I showed up, I'm like, yeah, That's the one. And I said, Dad, would you come down with me and take a look at it? He said, sure, no problem. Let's go down and take a look at it. Go down to Havre Chevrolet. We're sitting at the table. Everything was agreed to. They shoved over the price, and Dad said, wait a minute. I read this ad. You're giving me the wrong price. Stock numbers matched. Truck type matched. Color matched. The ad was $2,000 cheaper than the price they quoted us. I'm ready to sign the papers. I'm a dumb kid. I said, yeah, give me the paper. $2,000 more. Oh, that's all right. That's only $20 more a month. Let's let it roll. Dad got up, shoved his chair back. We're not buying it! I said, what? Yes, we are. No, I didn't say that. We're not buying it. And I said, why? This is an old bait and switch. You're telling me that that truck's sold. That truck's not sold. That truck's right there. That's not the... He said, we'll take the price down, preacher. He said, no, we're not buying it. And if you've ever stared him in the face and he's pointing at you, you do whatever he says. That's just the way it is. Nobody back talks him when he points at you. You just say, yes, sir, yeah, please don't hit me. And I walked out following him. He's like this walking out. I'm like this walking out. You know what? It's what I wanted, but it's not what God wanted for me. And because I allowed my dad to make the decision for me, the Lord blessed me. The Lord gave me what I needed, not what I wanted. And boy, did it turn out a whole lot better because I deferred to my dad. The greatest thing you can ever do is hear the instruction of your father. Listen to what he's got to say. Because I'm promising you, the one thing I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and every dad represented here today, and every son represented here today, your daddy does not want you to fail. By the way, I'm building up to something that I'm quite sure you're gathering already. I guarantee you my dad does not want to see me fail in life. He doesn't want to make a decision that will hinder or hurt my walk with God, my work, any. My daddy wants me to do well. He wants me to have the wisdom. I don't only defer to my dad. I defer to a lot of men. I get wisdom in the multitude of counselors. I want the gray-headed men to tell me. Because I want to know what they know. I want to get what they get. And sons, in this room, you would be wise to seek the counsel of men. You'd be wise to seek the counsel of good, godly men, gray-headed, that have something to tell you. And when they tell you, listen to what they've got to say. And when you listen, do it. We've gone too far of the younger generation thinking they've got all the answers. When I got an idea here. We don't have the answers, Brother Carl. We got the problems. If my daddy could have me do one thing, he would want me to hear what he has to say. And if I don't hear and do, the Bible says in that verse 5 that I'm a fool. The second thing, turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 24. Proverbs 23:24. The Bible says, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. If I can seek after wisdom, I'm not talking knowledge, because knowledge and wisdom are not the same thing. I know an awful lot of smart people that are dumber than stumps. I don't necessarily want knowledge, although there's nothing wrong with knowledge. But when you get knowledge, with all thy getting, get wisdom. Get wisdom, because you're going to have to deal with life with wisdom, not with knowledge. You're going to have to deal with wisdom. I got to be honest with you. There's a wisdom that the old men of this room have that us young whippersnappers don't have. A wisdom that we don't possess yet. a wisdom that if we don't grab a hold of it, and if I want to make a happy dad, if I want to make a dad, does it not say in that verse that my dad will rejoice? Does it not say in that verse that if I do what this verse contains, if I can do my best as a child to listen to this, the Father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice? Right now, I'm righteous. I'm saved. Not because I'm righteous in and of myself, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, but because I'm a saved man, my dad can rejoice. He rejoices, why? Not because I'm a pastor, although he's happy with that. It's about the fact that he knows that one day I'm going to go to heaven. Do you know what it does for a daddy to watch his son get saved? Woo-hoo! You want to get a dad to rejoice? You want a dad to get happy? Get yourself saved. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you're in here today. I don't care whether you're a boy or a girl, whatever. You're a child of somebody. I would to God you'd be a child of the King. Amen. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, do not leave this room until you do. On Father's Day, what a beautiful Father's Day present. What a beautiful gift that would be to hear from God today and decide that you're going to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, because that's how you get saved. It's amazing to me how simple life can be if we just listen to what our dad said and then start to seek after wisdom. I think it's important to have knowledge, but I think it's more important to have wisdom. If you look at this verse, my dad would greatly rejoice over me if I've decided to seek after wisdom. I want you to bump back one verse. It's not an accident that these two are next to each other. If you're seeking after wisdom, you, in looking at verse 24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. But if you go back to verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Listen to me. If you want to seek after wisdom, you're not going to find it on Dr. Phil. If you want to seek after wisdom, you're not going to find it in commentaries that people have written. If you want to seek after wisdom, you're not going to find it in some book. I don't care who the preacher is that wrote it. And there's nothing wrong with reading books. But if you're going to seek after wisdom, you might want to go to the Father that loves you enough to give you this. Don't try to look for it in the perversions. Don't try to get into the NIV and think it's okay. Don't try. It's not okay. Get yourself in the old King James Bible and seek after wisdom. What does my father have to say? And understand this. All the things, and my dad doesn't go to an independent fundamental Baptist church, but I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a glad father today. I've got a glad father because I'm not doing the things that the world would have me to do. I'm not the same boy that was back in the house back then. I'm not the same boy that was a fool. I'm not the same boy that cursed my daddy. I'm not the same boy that asked him to come outside and fight me. I'm not the same boy that lit the house on fire. I'm not that same boy. I'm now a Baptist preacher. I'm serving the King, and my daddy's a glad daddy today. Why? Because I seek after wisdom. I would to God that you men would understand that what this world needs is not a lot of slack jaw, mamby-pamby, silk-panty-wearing men. We need men that are willing to seek after godly wisdom, not willing to hear what man has to say, but willing to hear what your father has to say. You get this world out there, Brother Turner, I guarantee you never told your boy to go out and get drunk on alcohol. Why? Because he loves his son. I guarantee you. And although you're looking at me right now saying, well, I'm going to tell you right now, my daddy's an alcoholic. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you, but I guarantee you, even an alcoholic father would not tell his son to take a drink of alcohol. He wouldn't do it. I'm saddened in this day and age when we've let sin become so easy. We've let sin become so simple. We've let sin have no payday. We've let sin just get washed under. I say this all the time, but I'm going to continue to say it. I'm thankful for the person that comes out of sin and stands up here and says, you know what, I once drank alcohol, but I'll never do it again. Glory to God, I'm glad for that. But I would rather march in front of you, kids that have never done it, have the testimony of never letting it touch their lips. Having a testimony of never having sex before marriage. Having a testimony of making a glad dad throughout their days. Having a testimony of never having their daddy stoop his shoulders because of the actions of their son. Believe me, my daddy stooped his shoulders many times for the way that I acted as a child. But now my dad walks out. And I know pride goeth before a fall, but understand this. My daddy can throw his chest out because he's got a son that is a wise son, listening to the instruction and seeking after wisdom. I don't want kids up here that came out of drugs. I want kids that never went in. And I'm not going to tuck tail on you parents. They're going to say, well, it's okay. They had a drink of alcohol. I just wanted to have them know what it was like. I don't want them to know what it's like. Because I'm going to tell you, you think that they're going to learn from that. Oh, it tastes nasty. It used to taste nasty, but I still kept drinking it. You got to understand something. If you want a wise child, teach them the right way. And it doesn't take. The kids won't take it. Well, you better sure give it. I'm amazed at the parenting today. Time out. Good Lord have mercy. Good thing I didn't have a timeout when I was growing up. I'm going to tell you, there is a payday for sin, folks. There is a payday for sin. There is never a let up. God cares about it. We act like God doesn't care. We act like it's okay to let our kids listen to rock and roll music in the car. Oh, man, the lead balloons just flew on that one. Happy Father's Day. You want to be the spiritual leader of your home, give the kids the instruction. Now listen, wait. I know I didn't listen to it when I was a kid, but here I am. No, hold on now. Not everybody listens. But I promise you, if you don't give it out, nobody will listen. If you don't tell them what's right, they won't do it. My daddy would be a glad dad if I sought after wisdom. Turn to Proverbs chapter 17. I love this. I never saw this verse in this light until just this week. And I want you to see this. The Bible says children's children are the crown of old men. Pastor Skyver's crown is his grandbabies. But the verse doesn't stop there. Look at this. And the glory of children are their fathers. As Bill III stood up here, and I want you to think about this because my day's coming real soon, Brother Bill. Do you know my daughter's 17? Huh? Yeah, that's what I said. 17 years old, my kid is. My kid had the guts to come to me the other day and say, Daddy, do you know within 3 years you could be a grandpa? I'm not ready for that crown. I said, I'll shoot him. Nothing made Bill III happier. Come on now. Than having his daddy with his Bible open. Marrying those two. It was his glory. When I was a kid, and I know you know this, my dad can beat up your dad. You ever have that? Oh, my dad beat up your dad. And you, what it is you want your dad to be the best. Think about that for a minute. You want your dad to be number one. Here, and I know he's my father-in-law, but he's like my dad. Don't ever come and talk bad about him to me. I will hit you hard. And you say, well, that's not some Baptist spirit, but that is something that a son does. Because that's my daddy. That's my glory. That's my daddy. That's somebody I look up to. That's my daddy. That's somebody I see as somebody I can get instruction from. That's my daddy, somebody that helped me along. When I look at my dad, the one that lives in Michigan, don't you say something about my dad. My dad's the one that put up with this mess for all those years, helping me to come through life. That's my glory. You want to make a glad dad? Realize who dad is. Think about that with me for a minute. Realize who dad is. Some kids, their dad walks in the room, they backtalk. You don't know who dad is. When I walk in the room, I'm dad. I don't pull any punches. I say this all the time in my house, and you make fun of me. There's no vote in my house over what happens. My kids don't have that kind of strength. They're not my constituents. They're my kids. What I say goes. I've earned that position as daddy. And when I say, son, clean your room, I'm not expecting a no. I don't think so. Huh? I've seen kids say that to their dads. I've seen it. Why? Because they don't realize who dad is. I want you to realize who dad is. Realize that your daddy is somebody that you look up to. Realize, I know he's human. I know he's a sinner. Don't get pharisaical on me right now. You better hold your daddy up as somebody that brought you into this world and somebody can take you out. Let me go over the three things again. We're all done. You want to make a glad dad? Here is instruction. Wait a minute. These are the same rules as your heavenly father. Huh? You want to make a glad dad? You want to make your heavenly father smile? Listen to what he's got to tell you. Just as your father that's on this earth, your heavenly father doesn't want you to come into harm. Your heavenly father doesn't want you to fail. Your heavenly father didn't put you on here to fail. Your heavenly father didn't send down his only begotten son so you can be joint heirs. Glory to God, that's good. He didn't send Jesus Christ down to die for you in your current state as a sinner. He didn't send him down here so we could not listen to what he's got to say and not make him a happy dad. He sent it down here, why? So we can be all sons of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, looking forward someday to a place that's being prepared for us right now with streets of gold in heaven. Oh my goodness gracious, if you can't get excited about what your father's done for you, you need to get your pulse checked. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a day when you go to heaven. And guess what your glory is going to be there? The Heavenly Father. Huh. You want to make a glad dad? Listen to his instruction. Number two, if you want to make a glad dad, seek after wisdom. You seek after wisdom, you'll end up in an independent fundamental Baptist church. I stepped on toes there. You seek after wisdom, you'll end up in the King James Bible. You seek after wisdom, you won't kowtow to the queers. How did the queers get in there this morning? It's his Father's Day. You seek after wisdom. You seek after wisdom, you'll vote right. I'll let you make that decision. You seek after wisdom, abortion will be murder. You seek after wisdom, you give your tithe. You seek after wisdom, you'll do what the Father has instructed you to do because you know that what your Father tells you gives you wisdom. You want to make a glad dad? Get in that book. You want to make a glad dad? Be a wise son. Last one. It's a little bit after 12. You want to make a glad dad? Remember your glory. Oh, I know you glory in your earthly father because that's your dad. But I find much, much more glory in my heavenly Father. Yes. Yes. Don't say anything about Christ to me. Don't say anything about God the Father to me because that's my daddy. And I know that I know that I know that he came down to this earth You know, your dad didn't have to toil and work. Didn't have to. He could have given you up to adoption. He could have just let you suffer and starve. But it's amazing how your daddy took care of you. It's amazing. My daddy didn't deserve the way I treated him. My daddy didn't deserve me to say the words that I said to him. But you know what? I can think of another daddy that doesn't deserve that. Your heavenly Father doesn't deserve you to despise him. He doesn't deserve you to not listen to what he says. He doesn't deserve you to not come to church when the church doors are open. He doesn't deserve you to not think about what he's given you in his scriptures. He doesn't deserve you not to show up on Saturdays and go soul winning. He doesn't deserve you to not show up for revivals. He doesn't deserve you to not listen to the right music. He doesn't deserve you to ignore him when he calls. He doesn't deserve the things that we've done to him. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve to go to the cross. He didn't deserve to go to that cross. He didn't deserve to get that scourging. He didn't deserve to get that crown. He didn't deserve to carry that cross. He didn't deserve to go to that Golgotha's hill. He didn't deserve all those things. But he still went. Why? Because he loves you as his own child. And I'm so thankful that my glory is in heaven waiting for me, where he is the light of it all, where he is the joy of it all, where he can be revered and he can be worshipped. I can't wait to see him. I can't wait to thank my daddy for putting up with me as a sinner on this earth. And he deserves better than what we give him. I challenge you, you want to make a glad dad? Listen to what he said and do it. Seek after wisdom. Wisdom from God. And give him the credit for it. Me standing up here is not something of my own. I am a dirty sinner just like you. I don't deserve to. I'm a pile of maggot-filled mush. But God put me here to preach his word, which is worthy. And I want to make him glad today. When you get home, think about making a glad dad and listening to what he says, seeking after wisdom, and praising God for the dad that you have.